USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Leading our news on this Memorial Day 2018, they're reliving a nightmare in a historic town just west of Baltimore, Maryland. It's under a state of emergency after flash floods swept through downtown Ellicott City yesterday afternoon after torrential rain from thunderstorms. The same thing happened in that town in the summer of 2016.
It's really, truly devastating. I would say it's as bad or worse than the storm 2 years ago.
That's Maryland's Governor Larry Hogan.
They say this is a once every 1,000-year flood, and we had two of them in 2 years.
In keeping with tradition, that's the sound as President Trump was commemorating Memorial Day by laying a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington National Cemetery minutes ago. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, Wyatt Cox, Classic Radio Theater. I used to watch people check into motels with pillows. I used to say, why? They've got pillows there. Aren't they good enough? Now I know they weren't good enough, because I have my pillow, and I take mine with me everywhere I go, anytime I'm spending a night. Why? It stays cool all night. You don't have to wake up in the middle of the night, flip the cool side of the pillow. Keeps its shape all night long. 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it, send it back. A 10-year warranty. Have you got a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Nope. And you can put a MyPillow in the washer, dryer. It's like new again. Try doing that with your dollar store pillow. You end up with a washer or dryer full of feathers. And it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half price. MyPillow.com. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
A U.S. delegation's on the Korean Peninsula as officials are resuming planning for a summit between President Trump and North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un. Trump pulled out of the meeting last week, but yesterday tweeted he truly believes North Korea, quote, has brilliant potential and will be a great economic and financial nation one day, end quote. Republican Senator Marco Rubio says he's convinced the North Korean leader doesn't really want to denuclearize and probably won't.
We have a leader and Kim Jong-un, who has almost an emotional attachment and a personal psychological attachment to these nuclear weapons. They make him feel prestigious. They make him feel powerful.
He was speaking on ABC's This Week. Subtropical storm Alberto's bearing down on the Gulf Coast, where it's expected to make landfall sometime later today. A tropical storm warning's in effect from the Florida Panhandle to Mississippi for as many as 12 inches of rain that could fall through tomorrow. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Former President George H.W. Bush hospitalized again, this time in Maine. A Bush spokesman, Jim McGrath, says Mr. Bush was taken to Southern Maine Health Care yesterday, just south of Portland, after experiencing fatigue and low blood pressure. The former president said to be awake and alert and in no discomfort. Bush, 41, expected to remain in the hospital for a couple of days for observation. He was just released from a Houston hospital earlier this month, where he was receiving treatment for a blood infection. Advice to all computer users from the FBI. The agency says people need to reboot their routers to stop Russia-linked malware. A sophisticated malware system linked to Russia has apparently infected hundreds of thousands of internet routers. That malware is reportedly able to block web traffic, collect information that passes through home and office routers, and disable the devices entirely. The FBI says simply turning the router off, waiting about 10 seconds, and then turning it back on will temporarily disrupt the malware if it happens to be there. A couple of big auto races on the day before Memorial Day, as is tradition. Australian Will Power, the champion of the 102nd running of the Indianapolis 500, and in the NASCAR event,
Kyle Busch gets it done at Charlotte.
Kyle Busch wins the Coca-Cola 600 and is now the only driver to win at every track on which he's ever started. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.